from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios out in support of the second of three EPs due out in rapid succession. This one's called Part of You is the band Good Old War. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to JPR. It's nice to meet the three of you. I think the first band that has ever allowed me to say portmanteau on the air, which is how the name of this band came to be, right? It is a portmanteau of the three of your names.
We don't know what that word means.
Keith Goodwin is here. That is the good. Tim Arnold is here. That is the old. And Dan Schwartz. And from that, you get Good Old War.
There it is.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, by the way. 10 years as a band. That is a nice milestone to hit.
Crazy.
It is often referred to as a Philadelphia-based band, but that's not 100% accurate, right? You're from Langhorne, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, I am. He is. Dan's from pretty much Philly proper.
What is Langhorne like?
Langhorne is Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and it's just a pretty populated suburb of Philadelphia. It's 25 minutes north of Philly.
Yeah. One of the signature characteristics of your music is this wonderful three-part harmony. How did the three of you first come together?
Tim started playing with Dan, just in another band, and
And I lived in the city at this point. Keith still lived in Bucks County.
And they asked me to record them. So then once we all got together, we started thinking about possibly working together on something else. And then while we were talking about that, we ended up playing at the bar that I was working at, or the restaurant that I was working at, playing cover songs for 2 hours or 3 hours or something, and we realized that we could sing together.
Yeah, all the songs we were doing were like, you know, British classics, you know, all the old folk songs and yeah, Beatles zombie songs and stuff like that. So we're like, just started singing them, and yeah, that was the sound.
Like, this sounds cool, we could do this.
Yeah,
and then we just started adding that into our own songs.
So at what point did Good Old War the band start to take shape?
Pretty soon after that.
Really?
I think we were already kind of like a band.
Yeah,
we didn't have the name Good Old War right at first. We went through like, you know, a bunch of different names. But Keith and I were in a band before this, and we knew Kathy Pella, who runs Sergeant House Records, and she was going to help us out. So we were like, okay, well, cool. We'll do another band.
Yeah, she told us she would release whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
She wanted me to do a solo thing, a solo acoustic thing, and I was like, I don't want to be that guy. I know a guy that's really great at the acoustic guitar, though, and I've been playing with Tim since high school, so we just put the band together, and she was there from the beginning, kind of hyping us up, so.
Well, you guys definitely bridge the gap between folk and, like, pop folk and stuff, depending on which record we're talking about over your history. What are the influences that each one of you brought to the trio to create the sound that we know of Good Old War?
That's a good question.
I think we all have different influences, right?
Yeah, and it changes all the time, too. I think we all came from a certain place to begin with, which was, you know, 60s rock and roll, you know? And I think that it just expands from there to pretty much anything you can think of. There's really nothing that's off limits between us. And I think that if you listened really closely, although there is a sound that is very much us, that you might be able to find some stuff that comes from pretty far from left field, you know. Tim definitely has a lot of like world music influences, and I think we all do, maybe. And we all listen to so much different kinds of music. It's hard to say, you know. We all bring something different every time we write a new song, I think.
Well, I would love to hear some of it. Good Old War is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest EP just out is called Part of You. Information is online at goodoldwar.com. Keith Goodwin, Dan Schwartz, Tim Arnold, live in the studio today. We've got three voices and an acoustic guitar. What do you guys want to start off with today?
We're going to play a song called Oak Tree.
Don't you want me by your side? Won't you meet me by the old oak tree? In the shade beneath the leaves before they fall like you and me. Where is your love now? I won't let you fool me. I know I've seen it hanging around, but it's been missing since the shaping beneath the leaves before they fall like you and me. I can see it in those sad eyes. You think no one's understanding. Outside, all you hear are lies, lies, lies. Inside, you're suffering. Don't you want me by your side? Won't you need me by the old oak tree? In the shade beneath the leaves before they fall like you.
That's called Oak Tree. It's Good Old War live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest EP, it is part two of three, is called Part of You. The first one was Part of Me. The third one will be called
Part of Us.
All right, big secret, or you're it's not the, really keeping addition. That under wraps?
Basic math.
There was a period of time here in your 10 years of Good Old War when you were not a trio. Mm-hmm. Right, Tim, mm-hmm. you left for a while.
it's a family, long story, my friend.
Family life?
Family life, drug problems. Ah, you
that's
name it.
That's the real.
Well, no, that's. I mean, it's like a lot. I mean, I was gonna have a baby, and the mother of my child's from Atlanta, so her dad was actually dying when she was pregnant. So she wanted to be with her family. Just so happened, I like drugs, and I did them before. You know, getting pregnant, and I was broke at the time, so I was like, you know what, I'm over it. I'm just gonna go do this down there. I gotta bounce. Mm. So you know, he likes to say that it was all drugs, but like it's like a lot. It was life, you know. Yeah. Like I had a lot of stuff going on. So
nice self edit, by the
Thank
way.
You.
I love that. So what did that do to the band? I mean, well, it must have changed it pretty significantly to have one third of it just gone.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to keep it going just by writing the same way we've always written. And we just, we actually had been working on Broken Into Better Shape before he left. So we had a lot of that figured out mm-hmm. already. And then when he left, we just kind of, when we got into the studio, we hired a different band to play them. But we were going for that kind of sound to begin with, and you know, it was just, we kind of, you know, we had to figure it out. We toured as just a two-piece, like, acoustic thing yeah. for a while, but we just wanted to keep it going, and we did a tour where we had somebody playing the drums for us, and it was cool, and the kid did a great job, but he's got such a unique style that's hard to replace him, you know. And he's got a unique voice, you know. Yeah.
So when did you know that you were coming back?
Oh, when I got clean.
Yeah? It was that cut and dry?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, it had to be, you know, because I tried to come back a bunch of times, and, like, I would, like, get clean for a tour and be sick on tour and then get off tour and use again and then get on tour and be clean and then get off tour and not be clean. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, a vicious cycle, and eventually I went to treatment and I really liked it, and it's been like over 2 years now, and
great.
I think I just kind of needed to like prove to myself and to these guys that it was like a serious thing, and that like I kind of had some like a team behind me of people who were like, all right, he did the work, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was like apparent, and I had proof basically.
Right on.
but I, a lot of it was for me too, you know what I mean? Like, I was insane, and I was on like a really bad path, so.
Well, congratulations on the turnaround.
Thank you.
Yeah. You mentioned a serious thing. One of the things that you have talked about, I believe, Keith, about this band is that from literally day one, you have really tried to treat it like a true day job, like show up, do the work every day, work on songs, work on rehearsals, not just when it's possible, but really to treat it as a day job. What do you think that has done to how tight-knit the three of you are in terms of your musical ideas and the way that you bring your individual ideas together?
I don't think it could possibly be any tighter. I feel like when we're, especially when we're on stage, it's kind of crazy. Like, I feel like there isn't a stone that like is left unturned between us. Like, when we are on stage, every fill, like, we know exactly what each other's going to do. Even if it's not planned, it's like the time between songs, everything just feels so natural. It's like walking or breathing, you know, it's.
Yeah. I think that when you're together that often, you just get comfortable with what you're doing. I think for me, that's what it is like,
you can relax.
Yeah, we do it all the time, and now I don't have to worry about like, oh, is this song gonna be good? Like, we haven't rehearsed this that much, or you know, whatever it may be. But plus, you know, things happen when we're together, and we can use those things for new ideas, songs, and everything. So,
yeah. If you are together all the time, you're kind of writing too, and like, you have these little ideas that you know, always have to come back to.
Do you keep sketchbooks or little audio samples on phones and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear another tune.
Okay.
Good Old War is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest EP is called Part of You. Information is online at goodoldwar.com. What's next?
This is a song called Part of Me.
We've got to run. If you're holding on, the seams will come undone, and you only get part of me. We don't want to catch a break while we're playing it safe. You'll only get part of me. Well, I'm always looking forward for an open door. I found an outlet for all my feelings. They're trying to cut the cord. I'm thinking we've gotta run. If you're holding on, the seams will come undone, and you only get part of me. We don't want to catch a break while we're playing it safe. You'll only get part of me. There's always a place for you here in my wild heart. I dream of you on a highway under a thousand stars. We can have it all, just like we're dreaming. We can have it all. I can't make it on my own. We've got to run. If you're holding on, the seams will come undone, and you only get part of me. We don't want to catch a break while we're playing it safe. You'll only get part of me when you can have it all, just like we're dreaming. Mm-hmm.
That is Part of Me. It is the title track from the first of three EPs put out by Good Old War. GoodOldWar.com, the place to go online to find out information. We are two-thirds of the way through the release cycle of this EP series. It's not a record. Why the decision to release three, five-song EPs rather than put out a standard record?
I think there's many reasons, right?
I think it's like kind of like, it's like the long game too. You know what I mean? Like if you put out a record today, you have 10 songs and you have like a week's chance of getting it heard by people, you know?
We'll play it.
Well, you guys will, but like if you're like, okay, this is going to be on Spotify, you have like a week, and then it's like people are like, cool, new music. And then it's like 3 days later, it's like more new music is out. You know what I mean? So you have like put all of this energy into like one LP per year.
Or two years, or three,
mm-hmm. you know, however many. It also takes that long to make it, too, you know what I mean? So it's like a lot of work, and you're kind of just like, I don't know, it's a dice roll, and this kind of spreads the dice out and stacks them in your favor.
Now, did you spread out the creation of the songs, or did you knock them all out in one big, long studio session?
The first two.
Yeah.
First two or one.
So the third one is, like, in the process right now. So when we get, whenever we're in between tours, we work on the third one.
And that was part of the reason for it too, is to stay creative.
Yeah.
On
and
that
always
side
writing,
of
always recording.
Writing and recording. And so when we get home, we're not just kind of like, what do? Rehearse some more? It's like we get in together and we're working on new songs constantly. So.
I mentioned earlier that you guys have definitely had a toe in the acoustic side and a toe in the pop side. Going back to the record that came out in 15, Broken Into Better Shape, there was definitely a poppier, more fully produced sound to that record. These EPs, you've stepped back a bit. And in fact, most of the songs on these EPs sound almost exactly the same as that version of Oak Tree that you just did for us.
Right.
Was that an intentional decision of, let's try to make a record that truly captures what people would experience when they come out and see us?
Yeah,
it's purity, you know?
I think it has to do with Tim coming back too, and that's what we wanted to get back to. Like when we did Broken Into Better Shape, it was a different lineup. It was Keith and I, and then we had a couple other people, you know, come in and help us make the record. Whereas this time it was like, all right, finally we can get back to actually being a band, and we like the way our band sounds. That's what we want it to be. That's what we want everybody to hear. Plus, on that album, we were kind of going for a little bit more of a produced sound. Something we always wanted to try.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really fun record to make, but it's cooler right now for us. You know, what we're more into is like being the band that we are and having people hear that and being confident in the sound that we make together.
What was the approach that you guys took in the studio? Did you try to capture live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the first record and the second, too, I guess. Well, maybe more so the first, but, like, it was always kind of, the idea was to make something that we could play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's a good idea.
Yeah. If you flip that, you know, if, like, you can play it, you can record it, and then, you know, it's always just going to work out in this kind of, like, seamless way. So.
Yeah, and we always throw, like, a little extra spice in there every once in a while.
Season it a little bit. A
couple extra sounds.
Do you have a release date for the third one?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
But it's soon. It's almost done. Yeah. Right.
We will look forward to that.
It's going to be really, really good.
Well, thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks no for having us.
It's nice to meet all of you. Good Old War, my guests, live today here on JPR. Keith Goodwin is on vocals and guitar. Dan Schwartz on vocals and guitar.
No.
Keith Goodwin on vocals, Dan Schwartz on vocals and guitar. Tim Arnold is on vocals, accordion, and a little bit of guitar percussion.
That's right.
And I think you guys are going to wrap up with the one that we are playing most from this brand new EP. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
This song is called That Feeling. Showed up.
forget the past, live in the moment. If you know who you want to be, you're not dreaming. That feeling, it's a dangerous thing. That feeling, when you're out of control. That feeling, I never wanted to. That feeling, we need it. We need it. Out of control is what I know. I need you to let me go, release my soul. I feel it now, it's all around me, in everything, everywhere. I need that feeling.
That is That Feeling. It's Good Old War, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one leads off their brand new EP called Part of You. It is the second of three Part of Us due out later this year, I hope. Yeah, later in 18?
Yeah,
later this year. GoodOldWar.com, the place to go online to find out information. Guys, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having us.